Welcome to the Human Design and Beyond podcast with your hosts, Leslie Wegleitner and Lori Wakefield. In these podcasts, we discuss all things related to human design. It's here where we share our knowledge, insights, and experiences. Join us as we dive into authentic conversations about letting go of resistance, identifying conditioning, and so much more. Our goal for you is to live in alignment with your unique human design. These quick bouts of inspiration will bring forward things to contemplate about your individual charts and inspire experiences in your everyday life to support your journey.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lori.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie.
So today we're going to talk about the 6-2 profile, and we'll give an overview of it, and then we're going to talk about the parts of the 6-2 profile. I'm going to talk about line 6, and then Leslie's going to talk about line 2. And then I'm going to name some famous people with the 6-2 profile. So Leslie and I were talking before the call, and I was talking about, during each episode, I've introduced this series as it's the role that you're, the profile is the role that you're here to play to carry out your life's purpose. So we were talking about that, and I was like, so what exactly does that mean? Because I think sometimes when you hear that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you hear that, it's like, okay, like that's good information, but what the heck does it mean? So basically, it's kind of like the way that you, the way that you interact with people and the way that you interact with life. And then Leslie can share a little bit about this, but she was saying, you know, it's a fixed trait that you have. So you want to add to that, Leslie, like what your thoughts were about it?
Yeah. So it's kind of like just your natural disposition, I guess I'll say. So, you know, like we are both our 4-6s. So when we're interacting with people, we're out in the world, we're friendly, we're smiling at others, we're, you know, it's not something that we're thinking that we have to do or should do, or it just is who we are. But if, you know, we were a 2 in, you know, in our personal position, we probably aren't going to be engaging with others. We're not going to be smiling. We're not going to be, you know, as friendly. And there's nothing wrong with either or, but it's just a natural state of being. Yeah. And you can't change that. It's how you show up in different situations.
Right. So that's good. Okay. So this is one of the, our 2 remaining left angle profiles that we're going to talk about. It's about transpersonal karma. And this is something I've mentioned with each of the episodes for the left angle profile. It's that people with this type of profile, they need other people to fulfill their life purpose. They're very impacted by connections that they have with other people, and it can be something that can alter their life path, like in a more drastic or dramatic way than maybe the right angle profiles. The 6-2 is one of the most common profiles. It's at 14.43% of the population has this profile. Line 6 is the role model, and line 2 is the hermit. So it's the role model hermit. You like that combination, Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
I do. Huh? It is. Yeah.
So anyway, toward the end of this, I didn't say this up there, or when we first started, but toward the end of it, we're going to put the 2 lines together. So I'm going to just give some basic information about the line 6, and then Leslie's going to talk about line 2. So with line 6, we've talked about it before. So there are 3 different phases to the line 6, and the first phase is usually through the ages of like maybe 30 to 35. I mean, I think mine was probably, you know, closer to 35 than 30. I don't know about you, Leslie. What do you think?
Maybe 32, 33. It wasn't right at 30. It extended beyond. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, So that phase is the first phase in it. And it's, you operate like a line 3, like where there's experimentation that goes on. You just want to experiment with different things. And you're just more open to different, you know, to different experiences that as you go through the other stages, you're not going to be as experimental or as willing to experiment, but this phase is definitely like that. So during that phase, you kind of find out like what doesn't work, or also like what isn't truly aligned with, you know, what feels right for you. Did you find that, Leslie?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was it was definitely a trial and error situation. Yeah. Many compiled together.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, so then you get to phase two and you're like, whoo, like that's like, okay, so let me pull myself back. So it's called the on the roof phase, and that's where like 35 usually to about the age of 50, it's a pretty long time, I guess. But anyway, so mm-hmm. so there's a retreat. You retreat at that time and you take time to kind of process the experiences and things that have happened in your life up until that point. And, you know, you look at the things that didn't work, and then, you know, you want to like move into being able to do things that are right for you and that work for you. So phase three, when the Chiron return hits, basically it's called, you're getting off the roof and you're re-engaging and then sharing wisdom and things, you know, just insights that you've had during that time of, I mean, it's not like a total, well, actually, because of the line two, it probably, you can talk about that, Leslie, when you talk about line two, but it's probably more, it's interesting because you've got the line six, but the line two has a natural tendency to withdraw at times. So, So that's going to always kind of be part of who the person is who has a 6-2, but the line six, there are purposes to, just reach a point where they're living authentically. And with this profile, with the line six, like people who have line six, especially by the personality side, it's probably more noticeable to the person with the profile, is that they can be like wise from a young age. Like, I don't know, like even little kids, like they can seem like more mature or like kind of like an old soul. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So a couple of other characteristics of the line six are, they're sometimes known as like the objective administrator or trusted leader. Line six can naturally kind of standoffish. Not that they're like unfriendly. It's just that they don't like drama. Like they don't want to get drawn into things. They don't like, if they're going to have a conversation, they would want it to be like something that's more in depth, something that's more real. They wouldn't want like trivial conversations or things that, you know, things that just don't matter. They're more into things that have meaning. Trust is important for them. They need to be close to people who they can trust. If not, then it's something that's probably not going to last. But ultimately, so let me say this first. So what they're going to like through the different phases when they get to phase three is they become the role model. So it's not, they're not like the role model, they're not seeking to be the role model. It's not something that they're probably like even thinking about, but it's just how they emerge. So the ultimate goal for the line six is to express themselves authentically, to be the truest expression of who they are. And that then inspires others to be the same way. So Leslie, you want to talk about line two?
Sure. So the line two is going to, obviously it's in the unconscious position, and these people tend to not necessarily see their gifts and talents because it is in the unconscious, and they are more relaxed and introverted with this on the unconscious side. They really tend to want to keep to themselves, do their own thing, not be bothered. But they are kind of in this projection field, like the five, because people are kind of noticing them, noticing their gifts or talents that they're bringing to the situation, or just even, you know, what they're doing, they're getting recognized for. And so it's kind of interesting because they could be completely oblivious to, you know, what their gifts are or how they're talented, but people will see it. And then that's how they can kind of clue in, especially being on the unconscious side. That's how they can kind of clue into mm-hmm. what that possibly is, because people are going to be referencing it or asking them, well, how do you do that? And then they get a little bit anxious because it's such a natural part of who they are and what they're doing that they don't really even know how they're doing it. And so that's where they can get a little bit more, you know, pull back-ish or like, oh my gosh, I don't know. But being that it's on the unconscious side, the body side, it's just, it's if they just realize, just do it, like just show through the experience or show through you actually doing what they're calling you out on as your gift and your talent.
All right.
And don't worry about the words and try to describe it, because chances are you're not going to be able to. It's right. just something that's really innate within self. And then that kind of will alleviate some of that anxiousness. And so the other thing is for them to just kind of be aware to not isolate themselves so much and to be doubtful of their own abilities when they are being, you know, told that, oh my gosh, you know, you really got a gift for this or for that, or and just to flow with it, you know, just not get hung up on it. And not to, you know, hibernate too much. I mean, to be that hermit aspect is okay, but you know, isolation is not going to give you the interaction, you know, allow that projection field to work for you. So, and however that is, and it depends, like for the six with the two, you know, you've got those different phases. So through the trial and error, you know, it might be a little bit harder because, you know, you want to be the hermit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
When you're in that phase, you're going to be like, oh, no, I don't want to go out there and experience anymore.
Yeah, and then like the second phase, you're like, wow, this feels good, right?
Yeah, like I can like see afar. I don't have to be down in the trenches anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it's kind of cool. Then when you get to the last phase, it's like, wow, you've gathered all this wisdom. And now you're going to be, you know, called out to actually share that wisdom and your gifts and your talents. And it is kind of like, it seems like it flows nicely together. You
it
know?
Does, yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of all I have for that unconscious too.
Yeah. I was going to say too, cause you were kind of talking about like putting the two lines together. So that's what I'm going to share a little bit about. So, okay. So line two and line six can both be detached. Like line six isn't necessarily only detached during the roof phase. They can be detached like just in everyday life, you know, throughout their lives. But the thing, and I was thinking too about this. Okay. So we've got, when we were talking about the line five on the last episode, so the line five can retreat like the line two does, and they retreat for two different reasons. Line two, it's because they just want to do what they enjoy doing. They don't really want to be observed. They just want to do it. You know, they don't really like the attention. And so like the line five retreats because of the projection field, they have to pull back from it. But line six, it's more like they're like, if you think about sitting on top of a roof, and just like overlooking everything. And it's like just being like that wise observer, you know, like just kind of taking it all in and processing it and just like being objective about what you see, you know what I'm saying? So that's where the wisdom comes in. I mean, not only through like the, you know, through the, like the process that you go through with trying to understand yourself, but it's just like in general, you know, you just have that objectivity. So, yeah, you talked about like being on the unconscious side. So yeah, it's interesting, like the line two, but then you've got the line six on the conscious side. So the line six is like, hey, you know, I've got these, like you start, like, especially as you get older, start noticing some of the natural talents that you have. And so then it's like, you know, you get to the point where, you know, like, hey, you know, like I really do have these and I want to share them when it's appropriate, like when I'm called out or whatever. You know, so there's like, that's kind of like where the authenticity and the self-acceptance comes in. You know what I'm saying? Like where you embrace those natural talents as part of like being a line six.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So in that six itself has that natural ability
for
people to look upon you for the wisdom, but it's cool what's being paired with that too, because
it
too is that projection field to pull that out also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they work really, really nice together and allow you to, you know, they say, you know, you have to fulfill your conscious side to its highest expression for that unconscious side to really be there also. So it's interesting because that's, you know, the personality side. So we are more aware of that. So if you can understand that side of you, then that too is just going to be icing on the cake for you, because it's going to, you know, draw people to you and acknowledge your wisdom and what your talent is around that wisdom and pull you out. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. So do you know anybody who's a 6'2"?
You know, I do. I do. Not really well. Actually a client, but it's interesting because I'm seeing the 6. I definitely see the 2. She's super, super gifted in art stuff. But I'm, you know, she's like 70 and I'm curious to see if she's really living out that 6 fully yet. We have a few more consultations to do, but I feel like she's at that, she's a little bit of a resistance going on, which is fascinating, you know, because now I'm kind of seeing it play out and she's not fully done that conscious side and she's having some resistance with it. So I feel like she's still kind of just coming off the roof, even though she's 70.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So. I think those timelines, I think they're like, they're just kind of like a guideline, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be like exactly at that age. I mean, and sometimes, you know, I don't know. It's things are different.
Matter.
No, it really doesn't matter. Yeah. There are 3 phases regardless, you know, whether.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the main key is like, here's the 3 phases, you know, we as humans want everything within a time frame. So they slap some time on there, but.
in general, that's the word, you know, that those are the ages, you know, just for a guideline. But then again, too, you know, you've got like, if somebody's not following their strategy and authority, then the other parts of the body graph aren't going to be, you're not going to be living them out to their fullest potential.
Right. That's where the incarnation cross is never going to be on purpose because.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it is kind of fascinating to watch how other people are in the stage because I have a 6 unconscious. Actually, my Chiron is a 6'2". Mm-hmm. So, it's, you know, and I did feel that shift. Mm-hmm. You know, when I came into the camp for many different reasons, but that role was coming more evident where, you know, people reaching out and just different situations. But
So just so that people don't get confused, like you're not like your profile didn't change, but the Chiron return brought in something that impacted
yes.
you.
Yes. Yep.
So anyway, okay. So I was going to name a few famous people. You want to hear them?
I'd love to.
Okay, so for generators, including manifesting generators, Paula Abdul, Bjorn Borg, tennis player, Kobe Bryant was basketball player.
Yeah,
Lily Collins, the actress. Have you watched that show? Or not that? The show Emily in Paris. Did you ever watch that?
Oh yeah,
she's like the
Main
like
character,
the lead role. Yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah. I like that show.
I do too. It's quirky.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. And it's like, because it's in France and I'm like, oh, that is so cool. Like, but anyway.
And her clothes. I mean, just.
Oh, I love her clothes.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. They're fun and just nothing I could probably pull off, but it's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So another generator is Alyssa Milano. And then we've got some projectors who are 6'2", who have a 6'2" profile, Barack Obama. Jay Leno, he was a host for, I think it was the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
The actress Michelle Williams.
Okay.
She was, I can't think of like off the top of my head, like any movies that she was in, but she was, she's been on a lot of them. She's a good actress. John Bon Jovi from, Bon Jovi. And then, from Manifestors, Kim Basinger. And Dan Marino, the quarterback.
Okay, yeah.
And then Reflectors. Wow, I actually found a couple of those too. Mackenzie Phillips. I don't know if you know who she is. She was, she hasn't really been like in too much that I've seen like on TV for a long, long time. Not that I ever watched any, but I know who she is. Anyway, she's a Reflector. Tom Petty was a 6'2", the musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Uri Geller, is that how you pronounce his name? He's a magician and an illusionist. He's a reflector.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. So do you have anything else that you wanted to add, Leslie, before we wrap it up?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Feels good.
All right. So one thing I wanted to say, we mentioned it in the last episode, is that we are offering a free guide for coaches. Based on human design. And we're going to offer that through the end of July. So then beginning in August, we're gonna be offering something for people who are just interested in human design. It's not related to coaching, it's just human design. So that'll be available August 1st, and then, you know, in the next episode we'll mention it again. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us today. In our next episode, in the Roles We're Here to Play series, we're gonna be discussing the 6-3 profile, which is gonna be the last one.
I know.
Yeah, kind of crazy, huh? We're still trying to Okay, I'm still trying to figure out like what we want to go into. We have a couple ideas. So, you know what? I was going to say too, like I haven't said this before, but like anybody who's listening, if you ever have any ideas, like things that you would like for us to cover, you know, we've got, I mean, you can contact us on our website. They could contact us there. So anyway, if you'd like to
respond quite well as manifesting generators.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Leslie, like, I'm the one who goes in and checks the mailbox like every day. I don't think you ever do.
I don't. I don't.
Yeah. I do. So,
you respond very well.
Yeah. I'm on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, if you'd like to see the show notes for today's podcast, you can find them on our website at www.alignandachievebydesign.com. The show notes will be listed on our podcast, episode 37. If you'd like to join us as we continue our exploration into the roles we're here to play, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Thanks again and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.